You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate Weekly News Bulletin. You're joined today by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate, and of course, editor at large. How are you, Errol?
Good, mate. Slummit Siam. Good to see you.
And Wendell Hussey, our millennial borderline Gen Z newsreader. How are you, mate?
Very well, Clancy. Always a pleasure to be here. How are you?
Good, good. You're playing up on TikTok and all that shit.
Some good stuff on that TikTok. Yeah, you should get around it.
Why don't you kick us off, man? Go ahead.
Righto. We'll start off with some big local news that has national ramifications. Another controversial slave master has been thrown into the river by protesters.
Yes, incredible story, this one. A group of activists somehow managed to lift the Nike outlet off the ground down there in Batuta's French Quarter and throw it into our city's canal.
Yes, of course. Nike is one of the most notorious slave masters in the history of mankind. And given our lack of traditional statues here in the Diamantina, the activists decided to take one of the giants of exploitation and the pioneers of sweatshops and erase that from our town.
Yeah, it was quite a scene. Nike are still trying to fish that outlet store out of the water, but their attempts continue to get sabotaged, so they might have to leave it in there for a little while until that stops. In news from down south towards the other end of the country now, and a group of young blokes in black puffer vests are still standing guard around John Howard's statue.
Well, they didn't do a very good job, did they? Because Johnny Howard's little statue was defiled by the rabid left over the weekend.
They mustn't have had any ununionized workers there to do the job for them. So, there was a weak point and the protesters got through.
Yes, obviously someone must have distracted them with a little stock tip. Because Johnny and little Tony got fucking defiled with red paint.
And these blokes have apparently promised their dads it won't happen again. There was a comment on that one from John Smith saying they were just a group of 270-month-olds wearing R.M. Williams twirling around mum's 2010 Mercedes keys in their fingers.
Very specific from you, John Smith.
Now, staying on the big issues, and an inner-city lefty has revealed that she's worried the Black Lives Matter campaign is starting to overshadow the importance of Keep Cups. Hot. You wrote this one, Clancy.
Yes, after 3 weeks of global protests against the systemic racism shown towards people of colour by law enforcement and the courts right around the world, local campaign organiser Claudia Wyatt Power says she's starting to wonder if other important movements are getting drowned out, like Keep Cups and recycling.
Yeah, she said she hasn't seen too many Keep Cups out and about since this whole thing started. And while she fully supports the movement, she says it's important that we don't lose perspective.
Moving on to some international news, and it's been revealed that Americans are so mad they might even consider thinking about possibly voting.
Yes, well, over there in the developing world, you don't actually have to vote if you don't want to, because as we saw in the 2016 presidential elections, a mere 58% of eligible voters bothered to even vote.
That's possibly because nobody seriously believed the winner could be someone who at the time was famous firing people on reality TV and giving Macaulay Culkin directions in Home Alone 2. But apparently after weeks of civil unrest, they are now thinking about putting pens on paper. Let's just hope they aren't African Americans and live in certain suburbs in Atlanta and Alabama where they will not be able to vote outside of midday to 2 p.m. on a workday, which is commonly known as voter suppression. And very effective when getting Republican presidents elected.
We'll see if it plays out like that. Finishing on a feel-good story now, and we wrote an in-focus piece with a resident of our town. The headline on that one was, "Bloke who has nothing to offer social media but gym selfies, now relevant again."
The gyms are back open, baby, and for someone like Tim Harris, that means his personality is back, on display for everyone.
Yes, cue the leg day jokes and the protein shake are getting out during all business meetings and Zooms. This story coincided with a piece of research released revealing that fitness selfies on social media are up 350%. Pyramid scheme nutrients are flying out of the cardboard boxes in the garage again, and weights are being thrown onto the floor at record levels around the country. Terrible. If you go to the gym, wake up to yourself. We're all going to die one day. If you are a young person and you're going to the gym for the sole purpose of trying to prolong your life, just take one look at your fucking super and stop by the news agency on the way home and pick yourself up a 50-pack of cigarettes.
Hear, hear, Errol. Anyway, that's it from us this week. As always, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again in 7 days' time with the whole team to deliver you the biggest stories of the week. If you are after more audio updates, make sure you subscribe to the Batuta Advocate Daily News Bulletin and stay up to date with what's happening on a 24-hour basis. It's goodbye for now. My name's Clancy Overall. Talk to you next time. Wash your hands and don't shit with the door open.
Namasaya Errol. Bagus sekali. Selamat malam.
Goodbye.